informal mentoring. If you want to know the kind of marriages your children will have, look at your own very well.
Yeah.
Because children don't have eject buttons. And the best thing you can do for your wife, for your children, is to love their mother and express it. Uncle, you may not have too much, but please stop these pains that you are giving to women. That woman labored. We're back in 2 Samuel 13. She labored, she put the flour together, she kneaded it, she baked it. Can you imagine when you are baking, you know the heat coming out?
Yeah.
The man was in bed. Lying down. And that's the pictorial image of what happens in the African culture.
Yeah.
The man watches Barca and Liverpool. 4-0. It's a backup. sorry about that. I'm Arsenal. And then they're watching football. The woman is baking the children's destinies. Take home assignment. Yes, write it here. That is busy. Sipping wine. Mommy has put all those dresses in the washing machine. She's screaming at the top of her voice for the househelp to check what is on fire. Daddy's busy watching. And that mommy comes back to say, food is ready. Hello. Can you bring it here? Because you are the lion of the tribe of your family. Everything revolves around you. And sometimes I blame you women. You spoil your husbands. You don't tell them the truth. Just because you don't want to lose their favor. You're not helping them. As you go on the ladder of success, honest opinions diminish. Nobody can tell the man the truth. Befriend your husband from the start. That no matter the height he gets to, they can still tell him the truth.
Yes.
And one of the things that will help you is, as the man is rising, you to rise.
Yes.
Because if you don't operate at the same level, at least close, the man will see you as his messenger in the office. Now, what did you say? Excuse me, you don't understand. Operate! When I met my husband, I had school starts. He was at the University of Ibadan. I kept on pushing. And I was pushing physically, I was pushing academically, I was pushing spiritually. I went back for my first degree after I had all my children. As I speak to you now, I'm still in school. Spiritually, I'm developing myself, reading books. Sometimes I'm in the bathroom. My husband is sleeping. He's worked so hard. I open the book of, hey, Father, what is the mystery behind the book of Ephesians? As a pastor's wife, I don't want to die under my husband's shadow. Teach me what to do. I want people to pray for me because I am his wife. Give me my home. As my husband is doing business, I'm also doing business.
Yes.
So it is no longer his house. It is not his house. There's no house we have. We have houses. There's no house that he has. It is our house. No sister-in-law can come and chase me out. Chase me out of where? Out of where? Because one of the reasons why men treat women that way is because the woman is not economically empowered. The man is tired. He takes care of your grandfather, your grandmother, your cousin, your nephew. He will do the wedding dinner. Your husband is not El Shaddai. Else he shall die. Brought to this world. Right now, this is we men have read Proverbs 31 so much, now we understand it. So we just want liabilities. We want a woman that will go out and come back and say, I just found a property. How much do you have? Let's do it. Men said they have read Proverbs 31. So all this waiting till my husband comes before I buy tomatoes, before I buy bread.
It's not pass.
It is not every wife that the man has loved. When the man raises his hand, and he remembers who you are, we just raise the hand and the devil should come. I have one house, but my plan is to build the number of houses that, you know, that will meet up with the number of children I have. So the woman is thinking, what shall we wear at Christmas? Both of you are right. So the man is over, so when you tell him you want to go and see a movie, he's telling himself, is that not the next thing? It's not the next thing. So work on yourself so you can continually have honor. But most importantly, these ladies that are baking, see what this man did. Let's finish that story in a few minutes. And she took a pan, poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, how about all men from me? And they went out every man from him. Ladies, don't be so trusting to the careless. When a man said, everybody that can defend you should live your life. And you see starting food. Some of you have relationships where the man has cut off. He won't let you have a relationship with anybody that can defend you. I am stealing a process. Stop taking action. Listen, you said that. That's one of mine. Talk to me. Where? So you won't call your mom for 1 week. That's your property. The way it was, the man, that's what rapists do. I don't have the time. I have the data here. They have characteristics. About 10 rapists, people that want to abuse you, they will make sure. One lady, I am called to women and I'll do anything by God's grace biblically to defend them. The husband, they have 2 kids. The husband will be singing in the house. Some parents are going to cry very soon. A mother is going to weep over her son and her daughter very soon. She said she didn't, and the man is a Christian. Leave Bible study in school, in church. Then he sacked their house. The auntie that lives with them sent her away. Make sure that only herself and the wife. And every time the same, somebody is going to die very soon in this house. He said, how many years do you have? Flee to safety. Because if you die, you will not be there to explain. No. The man is going to arrange some things, put poison in your mouth. I thank you. They must have been in Nigeria, where there is no justice. Abroad, they can do also to do this one. No. It's a flee. And then from safety, we cannot begin to talk about reconciliation. Yes. The covenant of life is superior to the covenant of marriage. Don't die to make an abusive relationship. Yes. So let's go with the story. She said, bring the meat to my chamber. Did you see? I have to see the sign. That I may eat of your hand And Tamar sheepishly, stupidly took the cakes which she had made, brought them into the chamber to Amnon, her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come, let me sleep with you. And she answered him, no, my brother, do not force me. All these things I have planned for them, I don't have the time. For no something ought to be done in Israel. Do not down this folly. And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for you, you shall be as one of the fools in Israel. Speak to my father. He will not withhold me from you. Howbeit, he will not hearken unto her, but be stronger than she. Force her and be with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly. Men, this is so unfair. The lady you used to love, the lady that spied of her father's name, the man that paid her school fees, the lady that left her family, now you hate her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And I not said unto her, arise, get out, pack out of this house, get out of my life. Let's complete this story. When the girl didn't go, she said, there's no cause for this. This evil is sending me who is greater than the other one that you have done, but you will not hearken unto her. And they called his servants. He used his power. The minister of Israel said, put now this woman out from me and bolt the door. I have a lot to say, no time. Bolt the door after her. Is this not describing one man? And she had a garment of diverse colors. Many women have lost their colors. For with such robes were the king's daughters, that were virgins apparent. Then the servant brought her out and bolted the door. This is the God in heaven. Judge of the earth. Hebrews 4:13 tells us we are related to him before whom all things are open and decreed. I read this and then I'll pray with you. Sometimes I am grateful to God I am not a woman. I don't know who wrote it, but it was forwarded to me. I must have killed someone by now. Make a general sweeping statement. I know it will sound unfair and rude, and I'm sorry. I truly mean no insult. It is just me expressing my view on a long list of issues. Here we go. Sometimes I'm grateful to God I'm not a woman. I can't have an education, or it will make me lord it over my man and tempt me to be the head of the home. A job because I will become proud and unsubmissive. I can't have a job that pays more than my husband's because it is an insult to his manhood and it will be emasculated. One day I will even use it to rubbish him outside. I can't be a single at 25 and unmarried at 30 or without a single child at 35. It means I am cursed, have a spirit husband, or have had a bad character. And no man wants to be with me. Any achievement of mine is a waste and useless if I have no boyfriend or husband. And it only make me more arrogant and unattractive to men. Heaven forbid that I own a car or a house for the same aforementioned reasons. The only place I can live till I marry is my parents' house. Only loose women stay in hotels. If my job requires I travel, I must stay with older people, friends, or an elderly couple who can talk to me about this my job that won't allow me to settle in one place and marry. Expensive things are not allowed. I can't marry quick with them. I can't speak about anything under the sun without a ring on my finger and babies who have sucked my breast. If my boyfriend or husband cheats on me, I must endure it and manage. All men are the same. There are no good ones around anymore. Whatever my husband says, even common bad bolo boyfriend that doesn't know his left from right, I must agree. The moment we got together, I lost my sense of reason and purpose in life. His word, even if foolish, is law. And I must die to please him and obey him. How dare I expect my husband to hire a maid or ask anyone aside me to clean? What did he marry me for? My husband cook and clean? Am I mad? Is that not witchcraft? Why should he take care of the kids while I sleep, travel or go out? Is he my mate or my servant? Am I a fool? Or, so I don't know I must cook fresh soup every day. I must be an idiot. So I don't know I must wear makeup, heels, and sexy dresses or be naked all day. Do I want him to go out and cheat? He can do anything. Because I'm a woman. The home falls apart because I'm a useless and stupid woman. The marriage ends because I'm a useless and stupid woman. My husband cheats on me and beats me because I'm a useless and stupid woman. The children grow up horrible because I'm a useless and stupid woman. I'm a useless and stupid woman because I am a useless and stupid woman. It's bad enough men think this way. To see women think this same way and fight men like me who have been carrying women's rights on our heads like we are the next Malcolm X, Luther, or Madiba is shocking and sad. Maybe one day things will get better. I pray it does, because anyone who says the aforementioned trash to my baby girls will hear from me. And they won't forget me in a hurry. Sometimes I am grateful to God I'm not a woman. I must have killed somebody. But I've dropped some points. Men, please start treating women well. Change and help us spread this.